The Timeline Cafe, also called the TLC, is an energetic rest stop for the weary life traveler. At the TLC, we provide nourishment for your body, mind and spirit in the form of energetic light infusions. The TLC welcomes you, and thanks you, for joining us as we continue on our ever-ongoing, our ever-unfolding search for the meaning of the various aspects of life, such as, truth, love, fear, faith, compassion, trust, anger, God, etc. We are currently exploring the esoteric meaning of the essence of life known as truth. What is truth? This awareness indicates, in essence, the action of the individual is to search for truth. This being applied as a lifestyle, searching for that which they truly feel satisfied in pursuing, as a career, as a purpose, as a direction, and as a place for their life to be lived. When entities can accept the moments which God has given them, without having to do anything about the moments in terms of philosophizing, categorizing, or opinionating about those moments, when entities can accept these moments of life given by whatever force gives these moments, those entities are living in a state of essence. This awareness suggests that an entity who does not approach the situation with their mind all made up, the entity who can approach a situation with an openness, that is ready to discover what is at this particular moment, in this particular situation, the openness to discover what is this as the consciousness of an entity who is capable of cosmic perception and of discovering truth. This awareness indicates that the entity who thinks the truth has been glimpsed, who feels that he or she or some other authority has seen the truth, and therefore the truth is already determined, this entity in entering any situation will see his truth in every situation whether it is there or not, for this is what the entity is looking for and is projecting upon the situation. The fanatic, the true believer, who feels that Glophism is the only way, and that only those who follow Gloph shall be saved, and only those who sacrifice to Gloph, or who give of themselves to Gloph or who slay the enemies of Gloph or who chide and condemn those who do not believe in Gloph, this entity will see in every situation the workings of Gloph, whether Gloph is there or not. At the center of truth is life. Life is that which is. In essence, life is what it is, and you can see it as it is, from moment to moment, without having an opinion about it. Or, you can step out of life into a cornerstone of your philosophy, any particular philosophy, and view life from outside, not seeing it as it is, but from a particular viewpoint of one of the corners, and in viewing it from that particular corner, you can think you have the whole thing figured out, either from the point of view of the scientist, in whatever particular niche of science you are into, or from the particular point of view of the metaphysician and whatever little niche that means to you, or from the point of view of the concept of deities and demons, personifications, literatures, and identifications of the individual in the I am concept. Or you can look from the center, go within, rather than from the corners, looking at what is in this particular moment, not trying to see what is or to have an opinion about what is or to be able to relate the truth you have discovered about what is, but simply looking at what is and allowing your perception, your awareness, your awesomeness of the moment to overwhelm your entire being with the total experience of living. This awareness indicates that wherein entities can totally enter into life, there is an energy field that brings life into the body of the entity and gives the entity a regeneration, a rejuvenation, and allows the entity a fresh breath of life. But few entities can totally enter into life, for they preferred to stand outside of the experience of reality and talk about life, think about life, relate to one another about life or about ideas, philosophies, and things. And in this manner, they miss out on the actual living, for they spend so much of their time thinking about what they did, or about what they are going to do, or about what they would like to do, or wishing they had not done it, in this or that manner. This awareness indicates all of these thoughts about life may serve as that which is likened unto a computer in your spaceship called being, and this computer may give you answers, and these answers may be valid, based on the particular viewpoint of the philosophy, but none of the computerized answers from any philosophy is a substitute for the actual living. and the action of entities who become so wrapped up in thinking about life and in watching their computer, the mind, function, watching their computer, their mind, answer this or that question. These entities begin losing their being to the structure of thought and the structures that are based upon thought and are built around concepts and ideas. And these structures can, indeed, become but cannibalistic formations which devours the entity. The four beasts that make up the four cornerstones of an entity's reality are but small creatures in comparison to that beast which is within the entity, who does not know that he can be free from his own thoughts and beliefs. This awareness suggests that entities who can look deeply at the beast within themselves, the beast that believes and never questions its beliefs, the beast which knows and never doubts itself, wherein entities can look clearly at this beast and laugh at its absurdities, these entities are free indeed and know the truth. Truth can never be pinned down by a philosophy, but is a never-moving attitude which cannot be put into words, the attitude of questioning, the attitude of I don't know. For that attitude that states, I don't know, is an attitude that is receptive to the moment and can absorb everything that is occurring in that moment, and can digest and learn. But the attitude that reaches the moment with a mind already made up, that says, I know the answer, pushes away any truth that moment might be bearing as a gift and forces its own truth upon the moment. The attitude of the closed mind may be likened unto a sword being thrust into the heart of the moment. Whereas, the attitude of an open mind, receptive to discover, may be likened unto the open arms of an entity awaiting the delivery of life into its arms for examination and discernment and discovery. Entities in pursuing the truth, whether this be for some abstract philosophical cornerstone, or personal nature, whatever the purpose of pursuing a truth, understand that there are as many truths in the universe as there are words to describe those truths, and there are no such things as lies. And understand also in the universe, that there are as many lies as there are words to speak, and there is no such thing as truth. Entities who can understand that enigma, that paradox that true truth is false and false is true, can begin to understand that these are but toys of the mind, playthings for the beast, and the reality is without opinion as to true or false. The reality is what is. And whereby an entity can discern that is at any particular moment, that entity sees what is, but when the entity attempts to label their point of view, their discernment as truth, the entity immediately creates the likelihood that what he has spoken as being truth will be misinterpreted in the process of relating it to another, and shall, in its final conveyance, end up being false. This awareness indicates that no outside philosophy or force can give entities the truth, but entities can discover what is happening in each moment by looking, without any preconceived programming or opinions, and without forming any opinion about what one is experiencing or seeing in that particular moment. This awareness indicates this as that which is essence, the isness of a situation, the isness of a moment. It is regardless of what is said about it. It is, regardless of any opinions. These are the views it attained when one has attained cosmic awareness.